There's a great deal of celebrating over the fact that the legislature reached a last-minute deal to fix the roads. Governor Snyder and the establishment Republicans are happy. So are the Democrats. You have to admit, the package the legislature slapped together is loaded with more presents for everyone than the Rockefeller family Christmas tree. They've rigged this so that people of goodwill and rational mind may have no choice except to vote for it. As you may have heard by now, the lawmakers agreed to hold a statewide referendum in May in which we'll be asked to raise the state sales tax by a penny to fix the roads. Democrats don't like doing this through the sales tax, which punishes the poor more than the rich. Most Republicans seem afraid of raising any taxes whatsoever for any reason. But here's how both sides got around that. To win Democratic support, they wrote the bill so that if voters enact the sales tax for the roads, it will also generate an extra $300 million for schools and fully restore the earned income tax credit for the working poor. Republicans like this because they can say they never voted for any tax increase. The voters decided to tax themselves. And the roads will get somewhat better, though this won't generate quite as much as needed, and it will be 3 years before they get the full amount. So, it's a win for everybody, right? Well, no. First of all, this could end up being a disastrous loss for everybody. This has to win a statewide vote. If you thought turnout was low last month, wait till you see an election in May. I'll be surprised if even 20% of us show up. But those people fanatically opposed to hiking any taxes will vote, and they will vote no. If this fails, there's no backup plan. No new money for schools, the working poor, or the roads themselves. The voters have to buy the whole package or nothing. And there's something those who care about the environment won't like, an extra surcharge of $75 or more in registration fees for electric vehicles and $25 for hybrids. By the way, know how your yearly license plate fee declines as your car ages? That won't happen anymore, an extra burden on poorer drivers. But the real scandal here is that, once again, the legislature has not done its job. Instead, they're sticking taxpayers with a $10 million special election to do their work for them. Nobody would call Republican attorney and Lansing fixer Richard McClellan a liberal. Yet he posted on Facebook that his fellow Republicans in the legislature don't understand their responsibilities. He quoted the state constitution, which says, "The legislature shall impose taxes sufficient with other resources to pay the expenses of state government, which include financing and maintaining roads." The legislature should do its job, McClellan said. Well, they stuck us with it instead. We can't punish them either. The main culprits were all term limited and are leaving Lansing. Our system is broken, and once again, we have to pay.